And Philip Sample, PS Visual Security, today's date is 10/11/15/2023. Patient, the station is for William Sorrells. Sorrells spells S-O-R-R-E-L-L-S. William spells W-I-L-L-I-M. Date of birth is 01/11/1972. This is a 51-year-old gentleman here with pain to bilateral foot period. Patient stated that in the past he was evaluated by a podiatrist who did injections, said he had x-rays, but after that, nothing else. Said the injections worked for a little while, when he get pain return in a few weeks' time period. He denies trauma, said pain is sharp, rated pain 6/10, worse with weight bearing. Said pain is located between his first and second digit on the plantar surface on the right and diffusely on the left period. Says sometimes when he walks, he can feel like he's walking something that hurts, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: orthostatic is 99% of the room air, blood pressure is 144/91, pulse 93, respiration 18, temperature not taken. Next paragraph, HEANT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, non tendon, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, foot on the left foot is tenderness in the plantar surface between first and second toe, no mass appreciated, muscles are rigid, tenderness of palpation diffusely on the proximal portion of foot, period. Next paragraph, left foot. Tenderness to palpation, especially when toes are squeezed together, no edema, no erythema, no break in the skin, full range of motion, no restriction for movement, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times, three cranial nerves, 3/10 is normal. Motor sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment input. Assessment and plan, assessment number one is chronic foot pain, and number two, toe pain, number three, muscle cramps, period. Next paragraph. Because patient has some foot, toe, and some calf pain, I will go ahead and do an ultrasound. I'll assess his circulation and look at his other organs to make sure they're not contributing to patient's foot pain, period. Ultrasound reveals no significant obstruction in arterial or no clots in the venous system. Patient says, we discussed the results, and patient said he knows something is wrong and he would like to have an MRI. MRI request was completed for his both foot without contrast. He was sent home with the following medication: prednisone, 20 milligrams, 1 PO QAM for 14 days, number 14. Next medication, Flexeril, 10 milligrams, 1 PO. BID for 30 days, number 60. Advised to take this medication when he's not working or driving, period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of the patient.